millions of Americans, older and at risk, are now authorized for booster shots of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. That is to get boosters 6 months after a second dose. The FDA cleared the way yesterday, and for what this means for all of us, let's bring in Dr. Megan Ranney. She's emergency physician at Brown University and director of the Brown Lifespan Center for Digital Health. Dr. Ranney, nice to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you today.
Okay, so people over 65 and those at higher risk can get boosters. Do we know who qualifies as higher risk?
That is the fluffy part of this recommendation from the FDA yesterday. Of course, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, is meeting right now to debate how exactly to define that high-risk group. But there are really two big ways you can think about it. The first is it's people who are high risk for severe disease, people with risk factors like heart disease or lung disease, who may not be age 65 plus, but who, if they do get a bad infection, are likely to end up hospitalized. The other way to think about high risk is people who are highly likely to be exposed to COVID. That's people like me, folks that work in an emergency department or a nursing home, or who are teachers or grocery store workers, or who work in a prison. I'm waiting to see how exactly the CDC comes down on this determination.
Yeah. So when this gets defined, when can people in these groups actually go out and get their shots? I'm sure they're kind of listening to this. There's a bunch of government alphabet soup here, and they're just wondering when.
So honestly, as soon as CDC weighs in, they can go and get these shots. And truthfully, probably many of those folks could show up and get them today. But really tomorrow, most places will open up their doors to allow people that are eligible to go and get the boosters.
Okay. Now speaking of today, in reality, where there's the regulators and then there's the reality. I think many of us have heard of friends, healthcare workers already going to pharmacies to get a third shot. So what is happening in the actual world right now?
Well, so interestingly, yesterday, some of the data that was presented to this advisory committee included data collected from the VSafe app, which many of us who've already gotten vaccinated have signed up for, that tracked
people
who
went. That's a database? A vaccine database?
That's a database. Mm-hmm. It's an online database. It's a program that, you know, after you get vaccinated, you report any safety concerns or adverse effects. And they've also been capturing people who went and got a third shot, even if they weren't authorized. So there are a lot of folks who have gone out and done this, despite the lack of FDA or CDC approval. And the data so far suggests that it's fine. There are no safety concerns. Whether or not it's improved their protection, who knows? But certainly those folks are doing just fine.
And I want to ask you more about that. Do you see anything inherently wrong here? I imagine many of these people consulted their doctors who say, you know what, based on your risk, you should just go get a booster now.
I personally don't think it's ethical to go and get a booster before it's been approved. And in fact, I have not gotten one yet, again, despite being an ER doc. But I also understand that some people feel that they are tremendously at risk. And I do think that that individual patient-physician conversation is important. Is there anything inherently wrong with getting a booster before it's authorized? No, not really. But for those who have not chosen to do so yet, I would say to wait and follow the science. You know, the reason that boosters are not being approved for all of us yet, it's not because they're trying to hold back something that's going to make a difference. It's because there's not evidence that it's going to help. And again, the safety hasn't fully been studied. It may be that waiting another month or two, getting a different type of booster may do more for you than rushing out and getting an unauthorized booster today. So that's the reason to wait. It's not that it's unethical. It's that it may not be the smartest decision for your own health and safety.
And safety, I want to ask you about that. And that is, as far as we know, is there any risk of getting a Pfizer booster shot, particularly for people who perhaps originally got one of the other shots, Moderna or Johnson & Johnson?
Another stellar question. We are
for which
not
we have 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
So we're not expecting recommendations about mix and match today, but there's data from other countries that suggest that it's probably all right. And in terms of safety, for most of us, that third dose is going to be totally fine. Just expect a few more side effects. The one group that I would say to watch out that I'm waiting on data is younger boys.
Dr. Megan Rainey, Brown University, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.